All right, ready to go deeper than that's what she said.
You know it.
We are diving deep into the Office BFFs by Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey.
Forget those Dundies because
Yeah.
this is about the real deal.
Exactly. Behind one of TV's most beloved sitcoms.
Behind the scenes, really getting into it.
And what's so cool about this book is we're not just getting a behind-the-scenes peek,
Right.
we're seeing it through the lens of a real friendship,
Yes.
forged in the fires of Dunder Mifflin.
Exactly.
And that perspective is like pure gold. I mean, it's one thing to hear about the making of a show,
Yeah.
to have these two actresses share their personal experiences,
Right.
their evolving dynamic on and off the screen.
Total.
That's where the real insights are.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, think about it. Think about all those seemingly effortless moments of comedic brilliance that we love.
Yes.
Often, they're the result of meticulous planning, incredible trust between actors,
Right.
a whole team of creative minds working in sync. This book lets us unpack all of that.
I love that.
So picture this. It's 2004, season one of The US Office is filming,
Okay.
and Jenna and Angela, relatively unknown actresses at the time,
Right.
find themselves relegated to the background during the basketball episode, you
Oh,
know,
yeah.
the one where Michael is trying to prove he's still got game.
Yeah.
While that's happening, these two future BFFs
Well,
are bonding over, wait for it,
what?
Target.
Target. I love it.
Yep, the same store we all know and love.
Of course. Of course.
Now, you might think, okay, so they both like shopping. Big deal.
All right.
But it's actually super revealing.
Oh, is it?
Think about it. Target represents the shared sense of normalcy of everyday life,
Wow.
which is exactly what they were bringing to their characters.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
like that shared love of Target, of
Yeah.
the ordinary, grounded their friendship and gave their on-screen dynamic this relatable authenticity.
Yes.
Plus, let's be real. Finding someone who shares your love for a good Target run, that's a friendship foundation right
It
there.
really is. It's the best.
And it's those unexpected parallels between their lives and their characters that make this book so fascinating.
Holy.
Like, did you know Jenna almost missed out on playing Pam entirely?
What?
She was this close to becoming a vet technician. Can you imagine? Pam Beasley, Animal Whisperer.
That's wild.
Thankfully, fate.
Right.
Or a very persuasive manager intervene.
Okay.
Jenna went to one last audition.
Yeah.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
Wow.
But imagine the pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Here she is, auditioning for the US adaptation of this beloved UK show.
Right.
Everyone's watching, waiting to see if they'll do the original justice.
Yeah.
And during her audition with Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant,
Yeah.
they emphasize how vital the Jim and Pam dynamic is to the show's heart.
I mean, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Their relationship provided this essential warmth,
As a
this
whole.
grounding force,
Yeah.
amidst all of Michael Scott's outrageous antics.
For sure, for sure.
Speaking of Michael, you've got to love the dedication that went into creating that authentic Dunder Mifflin world.
Yes.
Like, did you know the set design was heavily inspired by a real paper company?
Really?
Costume designer Carrie Bennett, she was adamant about getting it right.
I love that.
She tracked down a local paper company,
Wow.
convinced them to let her snoop around, took tons of photos,
Oh.
all so that Dunder Mifflin would feel relatable.
That's amazing.
And it worked. Every detail, from the beige walls to the cluttered desks,
Right.
just screamed, "Real office,"
Yes.
which made those crazy antics even funnier.
Totally.
And it wasn't just about the overall vibe. Jenna, being the meticulous actress she is,
Right.
put a ton of thought into Pam's desk setup. She drew on her own office experience, making sure every pen and sticky note felt authentic.
Wow, I love that.
It's those small details that add up to something special.
They do.
And then there's Angela, who shows up on her first day wearing, get this,
What?
the exact same outfit from her audition.
Oh, stop.
It's almost too perfect, like something Angela Martin would actually do.
Totally.
And to top it off, she bumps into Oscar Nunez,
Yeah.
who she already knew from their improv comedy days.
Shut up.
It's moments like that, those pre-existing connections, that often spark the best comedic chemistry.
They do. 100%.
Which brings us to this concept of the group mind that Angela talks about in the book. It's
Yeah.
like the cast developed this almost telepathic connection. this ability to anticipate each other's moves and build on each other's energy. They weren't just actors playing roles. They became a comedic unit,
right,
feeding off each other's energy. That's what made those early seasons so magical.
Totally, yeah.
And this group mind wasn't limited to the main cast. It extended to the writers, the crew, even the guest stars.
Right.
Take the Diversity Day episode, for example.
Yeah.
Remember that cringeworthy scene where they're all wearing those name tags on their foreheads?
Oh, my God, yes.
Apparently, they had those things on for hours, even during lunch breaks.
No.
They were so committed to the bit, even with those ridiculous tags stuck to their faces. And it shows in the final product. That dedication to the joke, that shared sense of purpose, that's what made The Office more than just a show. It became a phenomenon.
Right.
And speaking of unsung heroes, one thing I really appreciate about The Office BFFs is how Jenna and Angela shine a light on everyone who worked behind the scenes.
Yeah.
The writers, the crew, those amazing folks who rarely get the recognition they deserve.
Right, right.
Because let's be real, television is a team effort.
Yes, it is.
And the magic wouldn't happen without those hardworking individuals behind the scenes.
It wouldn't, 100%.
And you know what's really cool about all of that?
What's that?
That spirit of collaboration.
Yeah.
It didn't end when the cameras stopped rolling on The Office.
Right.
Jenna and Angela took that same energy and channeled it into their podcast.
Exactly, Office Ladies.
Yes. Talk about a dream job for any Office fan.
The best.
But launching a podcast is no easy feat, even when you're like a beloved TV star.
No.
It takes grit, determination,
yeah,
a willingness to learn a whole new skill set.
Right.
And what I find so inspiring is they didn't waltz in thinking they knew it all.
No, not at all.
They were humble.
Right.
Eager to learn the ropes of podcasting.
Yeah.
They reached out to experts, sought guidance, weren't afraid to ask questions.
Absolutely.
It's that willingness to learn, to be vulnerable, that allowed them to create something really special.
Yes.
And that's where partnering with Earwolf was genius. Yeah. It was like the perfect blend of experience and passion.
Yes.
Earwolf brought that technical expertise, the behind-the-scenes podcasting know-how.
Right.
Jenna and Angela brought their infectious enthusiasm and those invaluable first-hand accounts from Dunder Mifflin.
The best combo.
Right. Speaking of first-hand accounts,
yep,
their approach to each episode is like a masterclass in podcasting.
It is.
They managed to balance those juicy behind-the-scenes tidbits with genuine analysis.
Totally.
Of the show's themes and characters. Yeah. It's like they're saying, come on in, fellow Office fans. Let's geek out together.
Yes. 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
They point out those blink and you'll miss it details, offer trivia that would make even Michael Scott jealous.
Oh, yeah.
And they share their personal memories in a way that feels like you're right there with them.
Yes.
And their dynamic is pure magic.
It is.
It's that perfect blend of BFF banter.
Right.
And genuine respect for each other's perspective.
Yeah.
They don't shy away from disagreeing.
Yeah.
But it's always playful, always rooted in that deep affection they have for each
right.
other. And it's not just about the laughs.
No.
They're not afraid to get real.
Right.
To acknowledge the moments that tugged at their heartstrings. They'll make you laugh till your sides hurt.
Yeah.
Then hit you with some surprisingly insightful reflections on the characters. And their relationships.
Yeah, they do a good job at that.
But they never lose sight of the fact that The Office was a collaborative effort.
Right.
They're constantly giving shout outs to the writers, directors, crew,
yeah,
acknowledging that those unsung heroes are just as responsible for the show's success as anyone.
Right.
Remember those crazy on location shoots we talked about?
Yeah, yeah.
Turns out those were just as chaotic behind the scenes as they seemed on screen. Maybe even more so.
But I'm sure.
And speaking of chaos,
yeah,
those on location shoots.
Yeah.
Turns out they were even wilder than we could have imagined.
I believe it.
Jenna and Angela spill all the tea.
They do.
In this book.
I love it.
Take the Booze Cruise episode.
Okay, yeah.
You know the one where Michael is trying to orchestrate a leadership training on a literal boat?
Right.
Classic Office.
So good.
We always assumed it was a soundstage, right?
Right.
Some clever set design, a wave machine, maybe a wind machine for good measure.
Yeah.
Nope. They filmed that bad boy on a real boat.
Okay.
In the middle of the ocean.
Oh, my God.
At night.
What?
What could possibly go wrong?
Right.
Well, for starters,
yeah,
imagine being stuck on a boat, sleep deprived, with a bunch of hilarious people.
Oh, yeah.
That's a recipe for some epic shenanigans.
I bet.
Jenna and Angela described this hilarious moment where at like 2 in the morning,
right?
They're all delirious.
Yeah.
And decide to have a photo shoot with these old timey cameras.
Oh my God.
They're going for smoldering looks.
Yeah.
Which, as you can imagine, did not go as planned.
I bet.
We're talking finger-biting, awkward stares.
Oh, no.
Let's just say smoldering is a generous term.
Right.
But that's what's so great about this book.
Right.
It gives us that glimpse into the cast dynamic when the cameras weren't officially rolling.
Right.
It reminds us that these are real people
yeah.
having fun.
Right.
And sometimes those unscripted moments
yeah.
lead to comedic gold.
They really do.
But it wasn't all fun and games.
Oh, no.
Remember that romantic scene with Jim and Pam at the front of the boat? Well, while that was being filmed, mm-hmm. a group of cast members, including Phyllis,
yeah.
decided to take a dinghy back to shore.
Oh, no.
Sounds harmless enough, right?
Like, yeah.
Except yep. they got lost.
Oh, no.
In the dark.
Really?
For 20 minutes.
Whoa.
Can you imagine the panic?
I know what you call.
Back on the main boat?
Right.
Suddenly, half the cast is missing.
Oh, my God.
It's a testament to everyone's professionalism
right.
that they managed to film anything at all after that near-death experience.
Oh, gosh.
But did that scare them off on location shoots forever?
Right.
Of course not.
No.
Fast forward to the work bus episode.
Okay.
Where Dwight subjects everyone to his unique brand of mobile office torture.
Yes.
Turns out this episode almost earned the nickname Death Bus.
Right.
Among the cast...
Why?
Well, they filmed on a real bus,
yeah.
obviously.
Uh-huh.
But to make it authentic,
right.
they converted it into a functioning office. Desks, chairs, computers.
No way.
The whole shebang crammed into a moving vehicle.
Shut up.
And remember, this was summer.
Right.
They had to turn off the AC.
Oh, no.
Because it messed with the sound.
Oh, no.
So you've got this cramped, sweltering bus.
Oh, good.
Filled with actors and equipment.
Yeah.
And to top it off,
they
brought in a stunt driver.
No.
To simulate those swerving motions.
Oh, my God.
Let's just say there were a few bumps and bruises along the way.
Yeah.
Phyllis even injured her ankle.
Oh, no.
Oh, and did I mention the near carbon monoxide poisoning?
No.
Yeah, they almost gassed the entire cast.
Shut up.
Because they were filming with the windows closed and the engine fumes were seeping in.
Oh my gosh.
It's a miracle that episode didn't end in disaster.
I know, right?
But again, it speaks to the dedication of everyone involved, that they were willing to push those boundaries,
right?
Even when it meant risking their well-being
yeah.
for the sake of a good laugh.
It's true.
But The Office BFFs isn't all about near-death experiences
right.
and comedic mishaps.
Yeah.
It also gives us these heartwarming insights into the making of some truly special episodes.
Yeah.
Like Jim and Pam's wedding in Niagara. Mm. Remember that iconic scene on The Maid of the Mist?
Yeah.
With the falls roaring behind them?
Yeah.
Turns out that scene was almost a complete wash.
Literally.
The light mist they were warned about
yeah.
turned out to be a torrential downpour.
Ugh.
Jenna's hair and makeup were ruined.
Oh, no.
John Krasinski was battling the flu.
Oh,
it was rough.
That's awful.
They filmed 2 takes.
Yeah.
Figured they had enough.
Right.
And then realized the camera might be water damaged.
Oh, no.
Back on the boat they went.
Oh, my God.
Soaking wet and freezing cold for one final take.
Oh.
And to add to the stress...
Yeah.
They were terrified Jenna would catch John's flu
Whoa.
During their on-screen kiss.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Talk about commitment.
I am.
They ended up using creative camera angles
right.
to avoid any actual contact.
Arr.
But it's those behind-the-scenes struggles that make the final product even more impressive.
It really does.
To think they pulled off such a heartwarming...
romantic scene amidst all that chaos...
I know.
...is... incredible.
It is.
And then there's the series finale.
Right.
A bittersweet farewell to Dunder Mifflin.
Yeah.
The fact that they kept Steve Carell's return a secret.
I know.
Masterful.
Right.
It involves secret meetings.
Yeah.
Coded emails.
Nice.
The whole 9 yards.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
But it was worth it.
Yeah.
To give Michael Scott that perfect send-off.
Right.
That chance to reconnect with his Dunder Mifflin family
mm-hmm.
and ride off into the sunset.
Right.
Or at least into a slightly less dysfunctional life.
Right.
In Colorado.
Yes.
And that final scene.
I know.
With the entire cast walking out of the office together.
Yes.
Arm in arm.
Uh-huh.
Gets me every time.
Me too.
It's a powerful reminder that even though... shows end.
The connections we make.
Yeah.
The The memories we share, those stay with us.
They do.
And that's the heart of The Office BFFs, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a celebration of a show that captured the ups and downs of office life.
Right.
But more importantly,
yeah,
it's a testament to the power of human connection.
It is.
It reminds us that even in the most ordinary of settings, like a paper company in Scranton, extraordinary friendships can blossom.
They can.
So whether you're a diehard fan of The Office or just appreciate a good behind-the-scenes story, I highly recommend this book.
Me too.
It's funny, heartwarming, and surprisingly insightful.
It is.
You'll gain a whole new appreciation for the show
and
the people who made it. And isn't that what a good deep dive is all about?
Yes.
Uncovering those hidden layers.
Right.
Those unexpected connections.
Yeah.
Those moments that make you laugh, think, and appreciate the power of storytelling.
100%.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.